Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Myla Lani.
And I'm Junie, and this is Sustain Loving Kindness. In this podcast, we talk about why it's important to take care of our planet and how we can help.
Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes. Hello, fans, and welcome back to our podcast. Today, we will talk about zero waste. First, we'll tell you what it is. Then I'll tell you about some role models who've made zero waste popular. Next, Juniper will give you the names of a few shops you can buy from to help you along your zero waste journey. And finally, I'll leave you with some tips on how to be motivated and to keep it going. So enough talking about that. Let's get started.
All right, so the first thing that we are going to talk about is we're just gonna explain what the heck zero waste is, because this sounds like a pretty daunting subject, and it is. So zero waste is a amazing lifestyle. I'm sure you heard us mention this in our previous episodes if you've listened to those, but zero waste does not mean absolutely zero waste, absolutely zero trash. That is, in fact, impossible to create absolutely zero waste. However, zero waste, it's just, you know, trying your absolute best to reduce as much trash as you could possibly make. And it's just a lifestyle that you can kind of adopt, I guess, to just help the planet and help yourself and other people and our creatures and our oceans. And if Myla Lani has anything to add to that.
Yeah, so pretty much the main goal is to have no waste at all, but obviously we can't do that. So what everybody who's like super serious about it, what they do is they try to have one jar of trash or less for a whole year.
Yes, so that, when I first heard one jar of trash, and I'm sure you can hear the plane right behind me, I'm sorry about that, but when I first heard one jar of trash per year, I was like, no way, that's absolutely not possible, no way anybody does that. And then I read this book called Zero Waste Home, written by Bea Johnson, and her family. I believe that she's a family of four or five. She claims that they produce one jar of trash per year. And so I read this book, and throughout the book, she explains how her and her family do that, basically, the steps they take. She shared some recipes to make different products that you would typically buy in a store, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in the episode. But this book completely boggled my mind, and I would 100% recommend any of you guys to read it, or every one of you guys to read it. It is an amazing book, and it shares so much information. So basically, what's in the jar of trash are just the essential items that you absolutely cannot go without, basically. So just for an example, whenever you're buying, let's just use cotton bags for an example, just like bulk bags. Sometimes if you buy them, they'll come with a little plastic, you know, that little ring of plastic that attaches the tag to the bag. It's so ridiculous that even zero waste products sometimes come with even the slightest bit of plastic. But it could be anything like that in the jar of trash that you've tried your best, but you just can't recycle or compost. And that's what goes in the jar of trash. So not toothpaste bottles or not plastic toothbrushes. Anything that you would normally throw away, there is almost 100% a way of exchanging it for something zero waste. So what's in the jar is basically just the small trash that you can't throw away. I ended up talking about that way too long. Oh, I'm sorry. And we're going to get into that. We're going to go deeper into those different things that I talked about a little bit more, but it's just basically a jar of trash.
Yeah. So another thing to take into consideration when going zero waste are the three R's. And you might have heard of this in elementary school when they're talking about, you know, help us save the planet kind of thing. And actually, I specifically remember Bea Johnson talking about this in her book. And the three R's are reduce, reuse, and recycle. And I'm just going to talk about those for a little bit. So reduce, pretty much just cut down on how much trash you dispose of and try not to make so much waste. And that's pretty much zero waste. You're not throwing away so much trash. And you are reusing things, which is our second R, reuse. So you would buy reusable items like bamboo cutlery instead of, you know, buying the $1 plastic utensils that you would use at like a picnic or something. And then also metal straws, because straws actually are one piece of trash that a lot of people actually throw away, and it's pretty harmful to the environment. And Junie's going to tell you about some shops and reusable items later in the episode. And then the third one is recycle. And as we mentioned in episode one, it isn't necessarily the best option because a lot of what goes in the recycling doesn't even get recycled. But some do. So it's definitely good to recycle if you can. And as I mentioned before in another episode, my family, we barely filled up our trash can in our neighborhood, and what was always overflowing was our recycling bin. And if you can do this rather than have your trash can overflowing, then that's great.
Just one thing that I would mention about recycling is that a lot of things are actually too small to get recycled. So even if on the packaging it says recyclable, they can't actually get recycled. They just get lost in the recycling machines and just sent to landfill. So I wrote a blog article about sustainable ways to see for people that need glasses. And so, for example, I'll just use the little blister pouches for your contact lenses. Those are too small. So just things like that. You can find other programs that is completely free that you can recycle the smaller things.
Another thing that I mentioned before about zero waste is that you make your own stuff. And I posted a toothpaste recipe in the blog because we talked about that in our hygiene episode. And if you can't find our blog on our podcast page, the link is sustainlovingkindnesspodcast.blogspot.com. And we post stuff on there all the time, almost every day. Just check it out. We've got a lot of interesting content and resources on there. And we also, if you're looking for links or something that we talked about in our episode, we post those there too with every single episode. But more on making your own stuff. We will post more recipes in the future. A lot of you might have noticed that a ton of people started making their own bread when the pandemic started, the COVID pandemic. Because they thought, you know, oh, there's an apocalypse, the world is going to end, all the grocery stores are going to close down, what am I going to do? So they started making their own bread, and stores were out of flour for a while. But before, we actually have made our own bread, my family and I, we made bread, but it's very time consuming. But if you are very desperate to save the planet, like most of us are, then you can do it, and it's worth it because it actually tastes a lot better than the regular old store-bought bread, and it's worth the effort. I'm just going to say that.
Yes, and homemade bread is actually a lot healthier for you as well because you know exactly what is in it, you know exactly what's going in it and how it's prepared, you know all the ingredients are fresh, and especially if you buy organic ingredients, you have literally no clue what goes into the bread that you buy at Costco, for example. Like my Lonnie said, it is a bit time consuming, but I have a amazing bread recipe that actually my mom handed down to me, and I'll link it in the blog. It's actually a very quick recipe. You just throw the ingredients together in a bowl, and then that's pretty much it. So I'll link that in the blog. So just some other ideas of things that you can make. Now, I've mentioned before that I actually like to cook quite a bit. That's just like one of my hobbies, I guess you could say. So it's easy for me. It's easy for me to just like list these off, but I understand that a lot of people don't like cooking or don't want to or don't have the time. I completely understand. These are just some recommendations. So aside from bread, there are some snacks that you can make. Some of my favorites are kale chips or spinach chips, actually. They're very similar to kale chips, but just made out of spinach. And those are my all-time favorite snacks to make. They honestly taste so good, even though they're made out of kale and spinach. But they're so easy. You just lay them out on a cookie sheet with some olive oil, salt and pepper. Sometimes I get a little fancy and put some cayenne pepper on there as well. Then you cook them. It takes about like 9 or 10 minutes and they're done. They're so fast and easy and completely waste-free. Those are fantastic alternatives to chips. Some other things that I like to make are your own no-fry French fries. So you can just get a potato and slice it into slices or wedges or cubes or whatever you feel like, whatever shape you want to make them. And I lay them out on a cookie sheet, again, with some olive oil, salt, and pepper. And I cook them in the oven for, these take a little bit longer. I don't have an exact time. I normally just eyeball it, but sometimes it'll be, I don't know, I'll just say like 45 minutes. And they taste so good, and you're obviously eliminating frying them, which is much better for you, and you're not using as much oil, so it's just all around better. And I don't find that the fried ones taste better at all. I actually like the ones that I make a little bit more. Those are just some snack ideas. You can obviously bake your own cakes and desserts if you feel like it, and I'll make a list in the blog post for some different recipes that I like. And now I would like to talk about not just food recipes, but also kind of just lifestyle DIYs or recipes that you can make that I've found to help reduce the waste quite a bit. And it also saves money most of the time. Some of the ingredients are really expensive to buy, but most of the time it saves money. So the first thing that I'd like to talk about is toothpaste. Now, I'm not going to go too in-depth in this because my Leilani, she did make a blog post about this and she talked about it in last week's episode, but you can absolutely make your own toothpaste with baking soda and coconut oil, and that's pretty much it. She has a recipe in her blog post, like I mentioned. This doesn't work for everyone because sometimes, I mean, this is a huge debate, but I know that a lot of dentists strongly recommend that you use toothpaste with fluoride in it. It's just up to you to figure out what's best for you and your teeth. And then one thing that I actually strongly advise against is making your own makeup. Now, this doesn't mean all products. I know that a lot of people make like lip products with coconut oil and different things like that, and that's totally fine. But what I would really like to advise against is homemade eye makeup. Now, I know that there are some recipes in Bea Johnson's book. However, they're just not good for your eyes because what she uses and what other people use, they toast almonds and then crush up the charcoal, or not the charcoal, but like the toasted parts of the almond and make mascara or eyeliner. But those ashes and that just like burnt kind of smoky stuff near your eyes is just, it's not safe, and there are more zero waste options that you can buy. So that's just an example of when it's better to buy it from a store and not make it yourself. And the last recipe is deodorant. So the first recipe I tried was, I can't remember what recipe it was, but I remember it did not work at all, and I didn't like the way it felt. I didn't like how, I just didn't like it. And I would like to say that everybody's different. So what works for me might not work for you. What doesn't work for me, it might work for you. Everyone's different. But I did find a recipe that I absolutely love and will never go back to store-bought deodorant again. And I will be happy to link it in the blog post or make a blog post all about it. And it's made with ingredients that you can find at Sprouts or Whole Foods. Just baking soda and coconut oil again are the main ingredients. So the last thing that I'd like to quickly mention is buying in bulk. So I know that in the Let's Talk Trash episode, I talked a bit more in depth about this subject, but you can never mention it too many times. So for any new listeners, buying in bulk is just a different way to buy your groceries, really. It's completely free. Actually, sometimes they give you a discount for doing it. It's just you bring your own, your reusable bags and reusable jars. And whenever you see like those big barrels in front of, again, Sprouts or Whole Foods, those are called bulk bins. And they have, you know, oatmeal, granola, all of the different, even sometimes cereal, different dry ingredients, nuts, berries that you can just scoop up yourself in your little bags and take them and buy them like that instead of using plastic bags or the packaged products pre-made. And then also some people get confused of how to store them, and I just store them in reusable containers, and I'll definitely link them in the blog post. But you can store them in mason jars on your counter or however you feel like storing them. And that's also another, just buying in bulk is another really good way of reducing your waste. Whenever you're going hiking, instead of picking up a granola bar, you can just scoop some of whatever snacks you got in bulk, because they do have a lot of snacks in bulk. And you can use your silicone reusable bags or cotton bags, whatever you feel like. So yeah, that's just a really good alternative.
The next thing that we are going to talk about are zero waste role models, and I've only got two of them here, and we've mentioned them before in past episodes, but I just wanted to talk a little bit more about them. So the first one is Bea Johnson, who we talked about earlier, who wrote the book Zero Waste Home. She went zero waste with her whole family, but now all of her kids have moved out of the house, and she still lives zero waste with her husband. They moved out of their house and went into an Airstream, which is those fancy silver RVs that my family and I actually live in. And they're very minimal, and she is still posting stuff all the time about zero waste. You should definitely go and check out her Instagram page. And then the second role model is Lauren Singer. We talked about her a lot in episode 3. She's the New Yorker who throws away a jar of trash every year. And her Instagram and her website is called Trash is for Tossers, and you should definitely check that out. She's got a lot of really great zero waste tips on there.
The last subject that we're going to talk about are some shops you can buy from that will make it just a whole lot easier on you to whenever you're shopping, because if you try to shop at Target or I don't know, Costco, wherever you would typically go, you'll see a whole lot of trash and a whole lot of packaging, and it can get very overwhelming and very stressful. I know it is for me. So here are some shops that are dedicated to zero waste, so you don't have to worry if they are sustainable or not. So the first one is actually my shop. It's called Lilac and Birch, and I made it almost a year ago now. It's very new, and it's on Etsy. I sell all natural, and all of my products are homemade, by the way, by myself. I sell all natural laundry detergent. It's actually in powder form in a compostable paper bag lined with a little bit of wax. And it's just it's laundry detergent. There's not much you can say about it. There are only 4 ingredients, just baking soda, washing soda, essential oils, pure essential oils, and a bar of homemade Castile soap that, again, I make by myself. So if you want, I don't want to talk about my own shop too much, but if you want a zero waste way to wash your clothes, I would strongly recommend checking my website out. I also have all natural candles and wax melts that are made with natural coconut wax, so you don't have to worry about the soot or any toxins that normal paraffin wax would leave into the air. So So the next shop that I would like to talk about is Package Free Shop. This shop was founded by Lauren Singer, one of the women that Miley Lani just mentioned. And this shop is I guess it's like the Target of zero waste. And they have pretty much everything. I mean, they don't have clothing, but besides that, they have almost everything you could think of. Ways to wash your clothes, ways to store your food, dental hygiene, beauty, anything you can think of. They have, I don't want to say anything. Most of the things you could think of, they have. And the shop is based in New York, but they do ship worldwide. However, I do notice that their products tend to be just a little bit on the pricey side, which I would like to say that a lot of people get very turned off or scared by the fact that a lot of the zero waste products are actually a lot more expensive than the packaged products. But what I would like to say is that is because all of the zero waste products are reusable and will last you forever. So they are, in the long run, it's not actually more expensive. It's actually probably saving you money. But if you would like to find a little bit of cheaper options to the reusable things, there is a website called Earth Hero. I know you guys are probably so tired of me talking about it, but they, honestly, they're just amazing. So they have so many amazing products, just like Package Free Shop. And they also have even back to school products, and they're just two amazing websites to check out. So Package Free Shop and earthhero.com.
Right. And then the final thing that we're going to talk about is how to be motivated. And I just wanted to say one quick thing before that. I know this episode wasn't as long as we were expecting, and the reason why we're not going to go too much into detail in one whole episode about zero waste is because we're going to be talking about a lot of alternatives in future episodes. Like, we'll probably have more episodes in the future about, I don't know, just more zero waste stuff, because in our past episodes, we did talk about how, you know, sustainable beauty and hygiene. Like, we talked about zero waste options for that. We talked about zero waste options for your pets. In the future, we will have more alternative episodes, I guess you could call it, where we're going to talk about alternatives for things. So now, how to be motivated. Get your friends or family to do it with you. And that's pretty much so that you guys can motivate each other and challenge each other and just be like, hey, I only threw away this much trash this week. Oh yeah, well, I only threw away this much. Not like I threw away 100 pounds of trash, as in like I threw away 1 pound of trash. Oh yeah, well, I threw away 1 ounce of trash kind of thing. And definitely get your family to do it with you, because if you're the only one doing it and your family's not, you're eventually just gonna go with what your family's doing. I remember what we first tried to like jump in straight into zero waste. We tried to do the whole jar of trash a year, and that did not work. You gotta go slowly into it. I remember like my dad and my brothers, they just couldn't resist, and they brought home a bag of chips one day, and my mom was super mad. And I mean, we still buy chips and stuff like that. We're not completely zero waste. We do try our hardest not to throw away so much trash, and we don't throw away very much, as much as most people do. And then finally, remind yourself who you're doing it for. You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for the planet. And you're also doing it for the future. If we don't all take action now and start caring about the environment, there will be no future for, you know, our kids and our grandkids and our great-grandkids and so on. And I just wanted to mention that.
Yes. Those are all very good points. And just kind of adding on to that, just really quick. When you don't have, it can be very discouraging and very overwhelming when you don't have, when the people around you are not doing it as well. Because you see, for me, for example, whenever I started zero waste, I was in fifth grade. And so, of course, I'm still living with my parents. And so whenever we'd go out to restaurants, I couldn't really have much say with that. And so I felt very, very hopeless because I didn't know how to do it myself without making them do it as well. So that's just a reason why it's very important to have other people, to surround yourself with a community of other people doing it as well. So we're going to wrap up the episode. That was all we were going to talk about. It's actually a lot shorter than we thought it was going to be. But thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. We hope you guys enjoyed it and learned a little something new. Subscribe to stay tuned. We post once a week and have a plethora of interesting content planned for you guys in the near future.
Don't forget to check out our Instagram and our Pinterest page at Sustain Loving Kindness Podcast. We would really love it if you guys gave us a follow. And also, make sure to check out our blog for our recipes and resources about our episodes. And don't forget to subscribe.
Yes, we love each and every one of you so, so much. Have a wonderful day, and we can't wait to see you guys back next episode. Bye!